Bills that we have on the agenda today, three bills actually. We're going to take them. First, House Bill 239, second, House Bill 175, third, House Bill 216. I'm going to count my votes, and if my votes aren't here, we're not going to take it up today.
Okay. I'm going to vote with your friends.
I'm going to vote with my friends. So the first bill is 239. It's an act relating to raffles and auctions of certain permits to take big game and providing for an effective date. It's sponsored by Representative Bundy. And the shorter he talks, the better chances this bill has of moving from committee.
Do I take that as an invitation?
Ben just had to leave, but we'll get someone else here. Go ahead, and then we'll wait for our quorum again to vote.
Thank you, and good morning, and happy Easter, and goodbye. Was that short enough?
No, you have to talk longer. You don't have your vote. So
Okay. The first part of the bill that's before you today is already in statute, and I bring to you another win-win situation, a chance to make some money and support Fish and Game. And this is merely an expansion of what already exists and modeled after what exists in many other Western states. I think 11 other Western states use a procedure something like this. There are, believe it or not, afoot in this world very wealthy sportsmen conservationists that like to have an excuse to contribute to sound management of fish and game, large sums of money. There's some ego involvement, and there's some altruistic motives as well. And what my bill proposes to do is to allow them the opportunity to bid on these permits that are mentioned in the bill and in other areas. I think your packet indicates what other states have done. These permits have gone $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. So in the grand scheme of the state budget, it's not a lot of money, but it's conceivable we could raise a couple hundred thousand dollars for Fish and Game. It will not take away any hunting opportunity for any residents. These are permits that are additional to the permits that exist.
Okay, we might interrupt and ask if there's any questions of Representative Bundy on his bill at this time. Representative Martin?
Yes, this looks like it's the first time that we had the government agency directly involved in gaming, in the sense that there'll be the recipients instead of a child welfare agency. Now we have the Fish and Game directly involved as recipient. I mean, shaking his head no. So if that's right, that's what I'm going to answer. I don't want the government involved in raffle, gaming, any way we disguise it. We've got enough trouble with gaming.
The mechanism is that these permits are made available to major national, international conservation organizations, and they do the raffle, take 10% for their trouble, and the rest of the money is put into the Fish and Game Fund.
I understand that, but I'm trying to say that it's the first time, I think, the first time that the government is the recipient. This charitable dollars of gaming.
Well, Mr. Chairman, actually, this is an existing bill where bison tags have been auctioned off before, raffled off, actually, and the money have been used for Safeguard, which is a fish and game violator organization. They try to reduce violations and encourage compliance with the laws, good conservation practices.
Representative Farnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've never hunted a muskox before, but I noticed that you included it at line 9, and it wasn't included in it was repealed in 1980, and I wondered if you could address, have the laws changed with respect to muskox in terms of open season on muskox?
Oh, there's definitely, Mr. Chairman, there's definitely open season on muskox. There are permits available to the general public, and what I did was an attempt to include what you might call the exotic Alaskan species, because they would be the ones that would generate the greatest amount of money. Moose and caribou were included as a tag-on sort of thing. People come up on their exotic hunt, and then they have an opportunity to take a moose or a caribou in addition, being there out for 10 days, that sort of thing. It was kind of frosting on the cake sort of thing.
Can I follow, Mr. Chairman? Who would you envision being bidders? I mean, would guides be bidders and hunters, or just?
Mr. Chairman, and certainly not guides. I'm glad you mentioned guides, and this is a little off the subject, because master guides will donate their services for the opportunity to be involved in these prestigious hunts, because most of their clientele are referral clientele. So if you get someone, a very wealthy hunter, who is willing to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a permit, it's a good advertisement for the guide. The person who does bid now are these international entrepreneurs who have a great deal of money and are because, one, altruistic motives, they want to support conservation, and two, because there is certainly some ego gratification. You know, I bought one of these permits and I'm a good guy because I'm supporting
the show. So you don't envision a guide being the high bidder and then turning around and selling the rights
no.
at a higher price?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, if there was any additional money to make, because these organizations get 10%, it's in their best interest to get the first best price, certainly not give it to someone else who then might job it out, so to speak, where they would. And the organizations that will run these raffles or auctions are very famous international, Safari Club International, Ducks Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk. They take their charge very, very seriously and each year raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to support wildlife management conservation.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Just an add-on, if I might. The permits cannot be transferred. Whoever buys the permit cannot transfer it.
Is there anyone else who wanted to be heard on this bill?
I believe Representative Foster.
I just wanted to move the bill.
Okay, Representative Foster.
Chairman, we don't have 6 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, do we? We do
now. I'd like to move HB 239 out of this committee with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, then so ordered.
I like what tight ship you run.
The next bill we have is House Bill 175. It's an act making an appropriation for a grant for construction of the Woman in Military Service Memorial and providing for an effective date, and is sponsored by Representative Davison. The Representative Davison have a representative. Oh, here's Jeff.
Okay.
Jay, I'm sorry, I keep calling you that. Jeff, Jay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Representative Davidson is ill today and wasn't able to make it. He introduced this bill when he saw some information about this subject and contacted Washington, D.C. and found out more about how it was established. Originally, the Memorial for Women in the Military Memorial was established under legislation, federal legislation, introduced by Senator Murkowski in 1986. It requires that no federal money be spent on the memorial, but that the money must be raised through various sources. And they have been raising money through corporations. A lot of the Mideast countries have donated money, and several states have donated money. There are about five states that have bills in the legislature now. Arkansas, Florida, and Montana have all donated some money so far. And Representative Davidson thought, because of the large military presence in Alaska and with the base closings, he felt it was important that we continue to show support for the military in Alaska, that he felt that it was would be a smart thing to do for the state of Alaska to contribute and help construct this monument. And as far as the amount of money, the states that have contributed so far are Arkansas, Florida, and Montana. And the amounts they contributed were $10,000, $20,000, and $25,000. They're all sort of in the same area, and the exact amount of money, he's not as concerned about the exact amount of money as he is the idea of contributing something towards the construction of this monument.
Would anyone have any questions of Jay?
Representative Foster?
I just wanted to thank the sponsor of this bill for the content. I'm really honored. I had heard this from the Military Affairs Committee. We moved it out. And I was real tickled and pleased with the patriotic content and feelings that it conveyed. So, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Foster.
Representative Martin?
I guess it's all right. I was surprised we had military in the service already. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. I'd like to recognize Representative Foster for a motion.
Yes, sir. I'd like to move out HB 175 with individual recommendations.
Are there any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, move from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Third bill we have up today is committee substitute for House Bill 216 Finance. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Help! I'm like Custer here.
I would like to suggest a compromise here and see if we can move it. Remember, there were four things that were changed in the bill, substitute, draft. It was reduced from 750 to 650. And by amendment, we increased that back to 700. I don't really have any real problem with that. It's a savings for the rural residents. The second thing we changed was we added the word state or federal offices or state or federal facilities. When we put in the word state or, really what we did is shifted monies out of the PCE program into the budgets then of those agencies that have state billings around the state of Alaska. And the more it costs to have those facilities in other areas of the state, oftentimes the more incentive it is to move them out of those rural areas into a central area. So I guess my argument would be is that we should not have added the state or into this bill, not only for that reason, but because the action we did would constitute the need for a supplemental appropriation of about $600,000 next year. So if the committee would vote to rescind their action in regards to putting in the word state or in those two sections, I'd be happy to move the bill. Otherwise, I would just as soon retain the bill until we have more votes.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Parnell.
Representative Hoffman was the one who moved that state language, and I don't know whether he would change his vote given your concerns about it, making it easier to move those state facilities into more urban areas. And I'd like to hear what Representative Foster would be thinking along those lines.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm receptive toward some kind of different language. I'm just got kind of cold here, and I'm trying to figure out what the ramifications of actually voting for a change would be.
The ramifications would be is that right now, by removing those state billings from PCE, it's about a $600,000 shift out of PCE into the agency budgets that we didn't provide for within our regular budgets. We had provided for it within PCE. That's what would necessitate then either those agencies' facilities having to eat that amount of dollars within their budget, and whether they could or not, I don't know. So that's the concern that I have. If we left them in PCE like they are presently, it would just continue the present situation.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to get clobbered by my rural colleagues. I would be glad to consider voting
on this than I would right now, but I would sincerely like to confer with one of the other rural areas. First, I don't know what the... I realize you want to move it up this morning. I don't know if I can buy any time by asking for Monday or not, if that would screw up any of your plans here on this bill. In other words, I'm betwixt and between this morning.
Sure. On this. Sure. If the committee would like, then we can... well, let's stand at ease for a minute. And at this time, we're on House Bill 216, and the chair wishes to move that on line 10 and 11 on page 1 and on line 23 and 24 on page 2 that we rescind our action in regards to adding the word state or in those places as indicated, and ask if there's any discussion.
So, Mr. Chairman, could you read the section and sure. what it would state?
It reads right now this. It's, line 10 on page 1 reads, customers of the utility under one of this section and customers that are state or federal offices or state or federal facilities. And I'm asking that we rescind our action in regards to adding the word state or as indicated there. Okay. In other words, return it to its original form.
Mr. Chairman, can I just do a just a friendly amendment to your amendment? It should be state and federal offices or federal and state facilities.
Yeah, this is or state or federal facilities.
Federal and state. So they include both of them.
Yeah, so what we're doing is taking the word state out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. To return it the way it is in your bill. Okay, any further discussion? Any objections to rescinding our action? Any objections? Hearing none, then our earlier actions are rescinded. Any more discussion in regards to House Bill 216?
Mr. Chairman, do we need is the amendment automatically before us when we rescind our action? Is it? Do we need to take a vote on the actual?
Yeah, I think we do, don't we?
We do.
We do. Okay, so the motion that's before us then is to. We're right back as if nothing happened other than the motion on the amendment. So the motion before us is to add the word state or as indicated both on lines 10 and 11, page 1, and 23 and 24, page 2. Okay, the motion is before us. Is there any discussion? The objections to the motion.
Object.
Hearing objections. Would the clerk call the roll on the motion?
Representative Hanley.
No.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Parnell.
No.
Representative Terrio.
No.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Larson.
No.
Representative McKinney.
No.
Okay, please note that the motion has failed. Is there anything else on House Bill 216? Not an entertain a motion that we move House Bill 216 from committee.
With the fiscal note.
And the accompanied fiscal note and individual recommendations. Okay, we have a motion by Representative Hanley. Any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, then House Bill 216 as moved from committee with individual recommendations.
Got to be voting on that tax. Let me talk about it. I haven't had a chance.
I haven't seen her since Friday.
Okay.
So the amendment.
Yes.
I'm trying to get that tax bill up again.
We're all set. We got a good, I think.
So, okay.
kept the line as amended, but we changed this.
Ron Garzini.
I didn't even check that.
Good.
Better read it. Better read it. Hearing none then, we will stand adjourned until 1:30 next Monday. We have HDR 9, so let's pick it out of everyone's packet. Judy, you probably have to go get it out of our office.
You can use my copy if you want.
Okay. For the record, we're calling the meeting back to order on Thursday the 8th. At this point, we have passed from committee House Bill 239, House Bill 175, and House Bill 216. And we've been requested by Representative Martin to bring back up House Joint Resolution Number 9. House Joint Resolution Number 9 was before the committee before, but it failed to pass from committee, not having gotten the 6 necessary votes. And for the record, then, I would recognize Representative Martin to refresh committee members' memories on HDR 9.
Do we need 2 motions first to rescind our action and failure to pass it out? Is it 5-4?
Yes, let's do that.
First, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we rescind our action and failure to pass out House Joint Resolution Number 9.
Any objections? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we do pass out Joint Resolution Number 9 out of committee with individual recommendations, and we'll discuss it.
Okay, under discussion, Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a simple situation to allow the people to vote on whether taxes, income tax mostly, will be approved by the voters after the legislature passes it, so that the final decision will be left up to the voters rather than the legislators.
Any other discussion? Representative Foster?
Mr. Chairman, I had originally voted no because I felt that the powers of the legislature would have been weakened. Just the concept of this type of a bill, I felt that would be weakening our own ability to deal with issues on the one hand. On the other hand, I felt that the concept of taxes, in the event that we needed to close some kind of a fiscal gap, regardless of what philosophy the majority is, and at that time, I felt that the time element between when you could get a concept approved by the voters and when a crisis was developing would be so long and great that the fiscal problem would be magnified by that time delay. And I really think at this time that it's really not such a good idea, but I certainly understand the philosophy of the sponsor.
Okay, I would agree with Representative Foster. I am voting to move this bill from committee, although I would be voting against this bill if it reaches the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? Okay, we heard the motion. Are there any objections from moving the resolution HDR number 9 from committee?
I'll be the lone objection, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we do have an objection. Would you please call the roll?
Representative Handley.
Yes.
Representative Martin.
Yes.
Representative Purnell.
Yes.
Representative Terrio.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
No.
Representative McLean.
Yes.
Representative Larson.
Yes.
68-1A.
Okay, please note that HDR 9 has passed from committee.
Big bugging you on that, yeah.
Okay. Okay. On 216, the motion was to pass from committee House Bill 216 with individual recommendations with the accompanied fiscal note. However, the accompanied fiscal note was altered by the change that the committee made. So I guess what I would like to do now is make a motion that the accompanied fiscal note is zero.
I would offer that motion.
Okay, a motion by Representative Foster that the fiscal note reflect a zero. Any discussion on the fiscal note?
What, Mr. Chairman, would it be zero or would it be a negative?
Well, we were shifting 600,000.
But we're also moving from 750 to 700, so is that going to...
Well, this was the revised fiscal note to reflect that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's in the other bill. I didn't know we had it in the other bill. We need it taken up someplace.
What's that?
The 650 to take up...
It just stays where it's at? No. It stays within where we have it within the budget bill, House Bill 55.
So you're not sure. Okay.
Any further discussion? Any objections then to the fiscal note reflecting a zero? Hearing none, then so ordered. Anything else we need to do today?
Governor's let's just start passing.
The governor's what?
Governor's settlement.
Oh. Hey, yeah.
Well, we're on a roll.
Let's keep going.
Get some more bills here.
Some
more bills.
How about supplemental? You have to supplement.
Waive all the rules.
The capital bill. How about that? Eileen got
we don't have any minority here at all.
You got a capital
budget,
Eileen?
I'm afraid we might get more bills like Terry, though.
Split it up seven ways, right?
I've never seen you so happy, Terry.
That was 10 years in the making for that.
10 years to get that bill out of this committee. Well, we got to pass one more resolution. That everyone has a happy Easter and
I object.
Go for it.
And that we don't have to come back at 1:30 today, but you have a good bill to vote on the floor. Judy tells me that 1:13 is a good bill.
Uh-oh.
So, meeting's adjourned for the second time this morning.
Okay, Monday, what time?
Monday, what time?
1:30,
isn't it? 1:30. Okay.